And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here in the studio, keeping dry. And Dwayne, got a lot of rain.
Unreal.
Yep.
It's crazy. And some places have really gotten a lot of rain. I mean, 10 inches of rain, that's crazy.
Yep. I think up at Big Stone, close to 6, 6.5. Renville, 7 inches. Not that much in Madison, though. It kind of went around us, or divided.
Yeah, you know, and always call this the Lacaparl Divide because it kind of goes around us. But this time it's probably okay because we've had a lot of rain. So we're getting rain on top of rain. And that's going to create a few problems. We talked a little bit about that last week.
Too much rain, you mean?
Well, yeah. It's wet.
What's it do to the plants?
Well, if your plant is standing in water, okay, which there are, you know, puddles out there in the fields and stuff, it cuts off the oxygen supply to the roots. And so the plant doesn't work right. And then if the roots start rotting because of too much water, then the whole system shuts down. There's no, you know, moisture uptake. There's no anything. And your plant dies.
Yeah, okay.
The other thing is too much with the high humidity and too much with a lot of water, it's create a lot of fungal problems, and you're starting to see that now. So people are starting to use a fungicide or spraying with a fungicide to keep their plants healthy.
Yeah. Wasn't that last June where we had a tremendous amount of rainfall? Was that last year?
Yep, and then it quit.
Yep, and then it quit the rest of the summer.
So all or nothing. So yep. I wish we could bank some of this for July.
That's right. All right, well, another garden show here. As always, we open up our phone lines for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, and that number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question you have for Dwayne. We just have a few so far left over from last week. So, yeah, give us a call. We need some garden questions this morning. 320-598-7301. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week, and I even spelt it wrong.
You did?
I did. It's hibiscus. I put a Y in there.
Okay.
But hibiscus, and there's a lot of different hibiscus out there. And what we're going to talk about eventually is hardy hibiscus. That's the plant of the week. We used to have, you know, when we first started out here 50 years ago, a lot of people called Rose of Sharon a hibiscus plant, and that's really not hardy here. We planted a few many years ago, but I don't see any of those. It looks like a hibiscus. Hibiscus is a huge flower. The moderate ones are like 9 inches across, different colors. There's a plant called a rose mallow hibiscus or a swamp rose mallow hibiscus, and that's a zone 5 plant. But four young brothers in Iowa developed this hardy hibiscus, and people are planting it around. And I think we've talked about it a couple times, Paul, that this is a hibiscus you can plant outside here, but it doesn't come up till late.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are starting to come up now, and even later than normal. A hibiscus is like a 4 to 5 foot plant. The perennial, so you cut it down to the ground, and has huge, large color or large flowers. There's red, pink, white. There's even a yellow one.
And okay.
It's really cool.
Are they a pollinator plant?
It's a trumpet type flower, so yeah. All flowers are pollinators.
Right.
I would guess that the hummingbirds would really like this flower.
Okay.
It's a big flower, 9 inches, very showy, likes the hot spot. If you have a real hot spot, this is where you plant that. Some cool ones are called Midnight Marvel, which is a red flower with dark leaves. Cookies and Cream is a new one this year. It's cream-colored flowers with dark foliage. Summer Crush is a cool one. Chocolate Cherry is another summerific one. Summer Carnival is another one. There's all different colors, and Midnight Marvel is my favorite.
Oh, okay. What kind?
It's bright. It's 9-inch flower, it's dark red and has darker leaves, so the flowers really stand out against that. Remember Dr. Galtieri?
You bet.
I planted one of these Midnight Marvels for Dr. Galtieri at his house. And a couple years later, Dr. Galtieri called me up and says, Dwayne, you know that plant you planted for me? And I go, yeah. And I thought I was going to get balled out that it died or something. Because you got to come and see it. It has 322 flowers on it.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a plant with 322 flowers that are 9 inches across.
Was that out in front of his house then, or in his backyard, or?
Back by his patio.
Okay.
He said, I drove over there. I didn't count them, but that plant was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
I'm not going to guarantee 322 flowers on your plant, but if you have a hot spot and want to try something different, hardy hibiscus is a great one.
All right, and you got them there at Heather's, right?
We do.
All right, what's our horticultural concern for the week here, or day?
You know, probably last week we talked about water. We could talk about water again, but with the water and the warm weather, our weeds are growing like crazy.
Yeah, when the sun comes out, if it ever does come out, it's gonna all the weeds will be in full force, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and so how do you get rid of all those weeds? You know, once you got them, you either got to pull them home or probably spray them out. And pulling and hoeing is a lot of work, but that's probably what you got to do. Some people don't like that spraying anymore, but you can do sprays, and there's a lot of different kinds of sprays, some that will kill everything, or some what you call a selective weed killer, which will, you know, kill certain types of plants. But if you have a perennial garden and you're going to try to kill, like, dandelions in there, well, it'll kill your dandelion, it'll kill your other plants, too, so you got to be careful.
Okay. All right, so that's our horticultural concern. Once again, the phone lines are open, 320-598-7301 for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne.
You know, one of our questions is related to that. It says, the question is it too late to put crabgrass preventer on? Okay, that's a weed control, trying to prevent crabgrass from coming up. Crabgrass is in full swing after it got that 100-degree days and moisture. There's a little yellow grass coming up in your lawn is crabgrass. And once it's up, you can't prevent it from coming up. Not that it's up already. If there's still seeds there, you can. So you have to switch from a preventer to a killer, which is a spray, and you have to spray it on there. And that chemical says do it when it's hot out. It's one of the few chemicals that says hot, the hotter the better. So
okay.
It's crabgrass killer time, not preventer.
Right. Okay. All right, let's get to some of the questions here from our listeners. And I don't think we've ever had this one before, and I think we should talk about, in your garden, do you plant watermelons? And obviously this person does. I planted my watermelon too close to each other this year, so do you recommend pruning them?
Well, first of all, I don't understand how you can plant watermelon too close together.
Oh, okay.
Usually you plant watermelon in hills, okay? A hill means you put like 4 or 5 seeds in very similar space and let them go out. If you planted them too close together, I would just let them go. Because you know what? The vines will intertwine. This maybe have a little harder time finding the watermelons. But if you prune some of those things, you could be pruning off areas where they're going to be watermelons. I'd just let them go. Next year, you learned your lesson and plant the seeds farther apart.
Does watermelon, do they need space to grow, or you want the vines to intertwine, or what? I don't know that much about planting watermelons.
If you have vine crops, what you call them, which is watermelon, pumpkin, squash, you know, gourds and that type of stuff, a lot of people have a pumpkin patch, you know, and or a watermelon patch, and the vines are all intertwined and grow all over, and I mean, kind of like herding cats, you know.
Right.
Can't hardly do it. I just let them go and let them have fun and produce you some watermelons.
I don't know too many people that plant watermelons around here. Do you, or do the people do that?
Yeah, people plant watermelons. Charleston great watermelons, that long, you know, tubular watermelon, that'll grow around here. Sugar Baby watermelon does well. It's a small, round one. Crimson Sweet's another watermelon. Watermelons grow very well. They like the hot, warm weather, so they should be growing like crazy.
Okay. One more question. I put too much weed and feed on certain parts of my lawn and killed it. Maybe put it on too heavy?
What?
Hello?
Pardon?
You still there?
What did you say was the end of the question?
They put too much weed and feed on in one spot and killed the grass, it looks like.
So what you could do, what you should have done is, you know, if it's a spot where your fertilizer, you know, fell out of the spreader, you should clean that up right away, rake that up, rake it as hard as you can, and then put water on there to dilute it out. If it's killed the lawn now, you could either dig that little area out, put new soil in there, if it's a little area, or again, rake it, get that fertilizer out of there. You can put some gypsum or calcium, which is in gypsum, that'll neutralize what's there, and then put some grass seed in there.
Okay. All right. How are the gardens around the area, Dwayne? You see a lot of gardens in the area?
I think they're doing good. Getting a lot of people, you know, starting with, like we talked about, that fungus problem because of the wet weather. Some things have drowned it out a little bit, but big concern is the rabbits and the deer eating their plants, so people come back a lot and get replacement plants. So we still have a good stock of that. You know, we have peppers and we have watermelon plants and all that type of stuff, and a lot of flowers, and they're even on sale. So
yeah, let's talk about Riverfest, Heather Floral Nursery. Riverfest going on in Dawson, and what do you got over there?
We have, well, Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse has a greenhouse sale. Our annuals are all half price. Okay, so good chance to add some more color with the flowers, and if you're still looking for, you know, vegetable plants, we have a good selection of that. And that also includes our garden seeds are half price, too. So you can still be planting. It's still in June, and you'll still get a nice garden.
Okay.
As far as Riverfest, a lot of activities going on. Hopefully the sun will come out. I know the baseball games were canceled last night, but they're going to remake those up and have Merchants Night. A lot of activities going on, so come over to Dots and enjoy Riverfest. While you're here, stop by Heather Nursery and Floral and take advantage of our sale.
Yeah, that's right. And the big Grand Day Parade there in Dawson at 2 o'clock, I think, on Sunday, right?
Yep, 2 o'clock Sunday. I'm part of the committee. We got a lot of things going on. And
good.
The brochure in all the stores. So if you want to get the list, you know, it started yesterday, going through Sunday. A lot of ball games, you know, and a lot of different sports things going on. Vendor show in the park on Saturday is a big thing. There's a lot of vendors. And then take advantage of some of the sales downtown Main Street.
All right, Dwayne. Well, thank you very much for another garden show, and let's hope we get some sunshine here shortly.
I think we are going to, and I hope everybody has questions, and if you have any questions, don't be afraid to give me a call.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral Nursery and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show here on Q92.